The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so we are continuing with the Malchus stuff. So yesterday we did no appointing a Ger as Melech or any position of authority, and no appointing an Isha as a Malka or any position of authority. So then we had another group. This is a diverse group here. We lost time. Ve'in ma'min in Melech, lo mi kohen gadol, lo gara, lo safar, lo balan, lo bursi. Okay, oh, hold on, I forgot what all these are. I know what some of them are. So kohen gadol, we know. Can't appoint a kohen gadol as a melech. Or a gara. So gara literally means like a like someone who's inferior. Okay, but let's just see here if the Kesef Mishnah explains what it is in this context. Gara. Hello, Gara's Gara. Much more late. No. Yes, we'll take this to Rabbaz. There's no Yabshut, unfortunately. Lechem Mishnah. Okay, let's look at the English here in a second. Well, this is clearly not in order. Okay. Barber is a safar. That one I know. Bursi, I know, is a tanner. Why would he change the order? Isn't that strange? Is this the right? Hold on a second. Did they update all of the translation? Yeah, this is Elihu Tagar. He's usually good. I don't know why they did this. Balan. So one of these has got to be a bath attendant. I don't know if the Gara, but I feel like one of them is missing here. Oh, there butcher.
Positions they can't be.
Yeah, yeah. People who are in these positions cannot be king. Okay, or you can't appoint them as king. And then why? Hoil v'umanusa nikle, since their profession is lowly, which is interesting. It says that about a kohen gadol, right? You think that that's like not, you know, I understand like a regular kohen or levi maybe, but kohen gadol is like its own prominence. So ha'am mizalzlin behen lo'olam. People will always disparage them or like look down on them. Okay, so, oh, and then here's the interesting thing. Umishi yase b'malacham elu yom echad nifsal. If you do one of these jobs for one day, you're done. You can't be a king. Yeah, so if you have a friend who you're competing with to be king, you could trick him into doing one of these jobs for a day, and then you got him. Yeah.
Is that for the person who shaves himself?
No, I don't think so. I think a safar is a specifically a barber. And I don't know for sure. This is just my impression that the barber is not a degraded profession because of that. I think it's also he did that. I know in a lot of societies, the barbers also did bloodletting. I think the barbers back then did also. So I don't know if it has anything to do with that. What?
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, you know, that's where the red stripe comes from outside of the barber. The thing somehow like is associated with like the bleeding, the bloody bandages or something. I don't know. But anyway, so I thought that this is interesting because there's no like moral disqualifications that I'm aware of for being a king, but these things will. So let's say like you have a bad reputation. I'm not familiar with the halacha that prevents you from being king, you know, which is just interesting that it's tied to profession. Okay. Kishama Aminin Hamelech. Like, for example, there are other cases where, you know, let's say with the Kohen and doing Birkas Kohenim, you know, if you have if you did Averos, you know, there's certain Averos that will disqualify you from being a Kohen, you know, or certain other areas like if there's a shame ra about you, you know, then you can't be in a certain position. That could be right. Meaning this is
like
a station. Right. Yeah, there's a good thing that the I don't know, I've never actually seen this inside, but I've heard it quoted in the name of Vashti that she like degraded Ahasuerus by saying that he used to be a stable boy, you know. So the degradations, if that's a true source, then it's in terms of the position, yeah.
Also, anyone who's like a practice boy from all hosts isn't handling to have a reputation for someone, so you can't actually also risk.
I feel like that's not really a solid reasoning. I don't know. Yeah.
It is weird that the Kohen is put in there with the lowly things. I mean, I understand why the Kohen could be a Malach, maybe.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's
could be Kohen and
exactly. Malach. Yeah, right. Yeah, and that is the thing. Is like, you know, the Chashmonaim were not really supposed to be Kohanim, you know. But yeah. Okay, this is the halacha I actually wanted to get to, because the part that, so if you have not watched The Crown, It is a very good show. The first four seasons are good, in my opinion. The last one's not so good. But it there's not been a show that has helped me to appreciate like the role that the Malchus plays in a nation, even though that's not nearly like a functional Malchus. It's largely a figurehead. But the most, for me, one of the most powerful scenes that had to do, there's two powerful scenes. This is not a spoiler, because spoiler, she becomes queen, you know, in yeah. So Elizabeth becomes queen in episode two. So when her father dies, spoiler alert, when her father dies, so she immediately becomes queen, you know, even though the coronation occurs later. So there's the scene where she was on tour with her husband, Philip, in Africa, and she receives the news that her father died and she's the queen and she's flown back. And like, it's one dramatic scene where she is like, I think she's reading a letter from her grandmother, Queen Mary, about like the weight of being the, you know, a monarch. And then she steps out and then Queen Mary, who's this old woman, dressed in black because her son just died, steps out and then bows to her. And that's when she like realizes like the gravity of the situation. So that's like one very powerful scene. The other scene is when the coronation takes place. That's episode five in season one. And the moment, so this was the first televised coronation ceremony. And it was very controversial that they televised it. But then when they did the anointing is the most sacred part of the service, because that's when it's being acknowledged that God is the one who's making you king or queen. And so the priest takes the anointing oil and then anoints her and then says, just as, I forgot the exact phrase, but just as David and Solomon were anointed and priests were anointed of old, then God is choosing you to be, you know, queen. And it's a very powerful scene. And what they do is they put a canopy over her so that no one can see her being anointed. And they cut the live feed from the cameras. So what I'm curious about is on this Saturday, you know, with the coronation, are they going to show it? Are they going to show the, you know, because we're obviously we're in a much more secularized world than they were back in when Queen Elizabeth II was coronated. So that's why I wanted to look this up in the first place. Okay, so Kishamamidin Hamelech, when we set up a king, when we appoint a king, Moshkin Oso B'Shemen Hamishcha, we anoint him with the anointed oil. Okay, Shneimar, as it says, Vayikach Shmuel es Pach Hashemen Vayitok al Rosho V'Yishakev. This is talking about Shaul. Shmuel took the cruse of oil and dripped it on his head, applied it to his head, and then kissed him. So once the king is anointed, it goes through the generations. So you get anointed, and then it's you and all of your offspring after you for all generations. Shamalchus Yerusha, because the Malchus is an inheritance. Shnemar, as it says, Laman Yarech Yamim al Mamlachtohu, Ban of Bekir of Israel. In order that he prolong his kingship, he and his sons all in the midst of Israel. Okay. Hiniach Bein Kake. We're going to get back to the, yeah, Chaim.
Yeah, question. I don't know if I ever ended up asking this in a Q&A, but it was definitely on my list of questions to ask in a Q&A of like why this is a better system, like as opposed to like meritorious theocracy.
Right. Yeah. So that is a good question, and I can understand why. So I know why the hold on. I might be mixing two things up. I want to say that this is the Sefer Achinuch, why he says that the a Levi can't do a Kohen's job and Kohen can't do a Levi's job. That's like an Isser, Del Risa. And I think the reason he says is because that way, if it was like an elective, like a thing that you could do, you wouldn't specialize as much in your own task. And so I think I've seen someone say, I don't know who this is, I don't even want to quote, that that the reason why kahuna is hereditary is for that reason. And also to combat the system among the priests of the Obdei Avodah Zarah, that it was not an inherited position. And like people would either like pay for it or like you get chosen by the king, you know? So for Kohanim, it's to counter that. I don't know if Malchus has anything to do with that. Yeah.
No. I'll say one particular aspect of theocracy can be that you end up corrupting religious leaders. Like, for example, my understanding is that traditionally in the Islamic world, that the leaders have been, in theory, say, imams, and that they wouldn't call themselves kings. It'd be hereditary imams whose connection to theology and legal scholarship waned quickly after the family seized power.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
As in, when you do that, it ends up being that the religious leader effectively stops the religious leader. So you just get It'll be like having a Rosh Hashiva who can't read the Gemara.
Right. So you're saying that's an argument against hereditary malchus.
No, I'm saying this is an argument for why I don't necessarily want to rabbinic. It's be like a
rabbinic with a hereditary.
Yeah, yeah.
Why not have with a
right? Why not have
the high level?
Right, or have the Navi pick a new king each time, right. You know, or have the Sanhedrin pick the, you know.
Okay, I think it's sort of the Navi. I'm just saying effectively these things can become hereditary anyway, even if in theory they aren't, they can uh-huh. practice or.
Right, but the fact remains, though, is that this is set up to be hereditary, whereas other things are not. I think that's Chaim's question. So, you know, I'm going to ask my my friend who's the king guy. I'm going to ask him for a short answer because Brooke asked him a question, and I thought he forgot about it. He messaged me yesterday. He wrote 140 pages on it, and he's including it as a section in his book. So I'm going to try asking for a short answer. Okay. Yeah. All right. So anyway, so good question though. Okay. Hinech bein katan. If the king has a leaves behind, like the king dies and he leaves a son who's like a minor, mishamrin lo hamlucha ashi avdil. So they guard the malchus for him until he grows up. Kamosha asa Yehoyada liyoash. Just like it was done for like Yehoyada did for Yoash. So what happened? Okay. So this is one of the stories. So this is the one story in the Tanakh of the evil queen. Right, is that Atalia, the evil queen, took over and she thought she killed all of the royal blood, but Yoash was smuggled away as a kid and then kept until he was old enough to be Melech, which I think was like 7 or something like that. It was still very young. And then basically like they stormed the Mikdash and then anointed him or something like that. And then she like burst in this dramatic scene. And then they like say kill her, and then they go and they kill her, and it's and then the Disney movie ends. It's a very exciting story. The Yerusha Malucha goes by inheritance. The Habein Hagadol Kodem L'Katan Mimeno, and the oldest son inherits over the younger son. Okay, yeah.
How does that work with Tanakh?
Okay, yeah. So he's going to address one of the cases at least. V'loha Malchus Bilvad. Now this is an interesting thing also, not just Malchus. Ela Kol Hasraros. V'choha minuyin should be Israel, all positions of authority and all appointments in Israel, Yerusha levino levem bino adolam, are inheritances for all generations. So Chaim, that modifies your question, which is, this is not just a king thing, it's all appointments and authorities, which leads me to question, when did this stop? Because we don't do this anymore. I mean, Chassidish Rebbe is... Right, no, they definitely did that in time of the Gemara, but I'm saying like, do you see anyone now who like, a principal of a school, it passes on to his kid automatically? I've never seen that before. Chassidish Rebbe's had that. Yeah.
I think most significant yeshivas also operate like that.
I don't know.
Like,
I'm not sure.
Like BMG
yeah.
operates like that. The Mir operates like
okay,
that.
What about other jobs?
Okay.
Right, like an irrigation ditch watcher. Okay. Like, you know, like I just don't think this is a thing that we are, you know, privy to. So, okay, not privy to is the wrong word.
Not do that in the heaven tomorrow, also like in Nazi.
There were definitely times when they deposed people, right? Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I don't know the details. It's just a question here. Who she? Oh, so here's one proviso. Who she had been mamali machum avosa b'chachma ubira. This is if the son is someone who can replace his father in terms of chachma and yira. Okay. Was that true? What?
Is that true for all things, or like including the Melech?
Seems like for all things, including the Melech. Yeah. Now that doesn't mean it's not going to happen otherwise, but that's when it's supposed to happen. Hayam mamali makum mamali biyira. If he is a good replacement in yira, alfa pish eno mamali b'chachma ma'aminin osu b'makum aviv umulaminin osu. So then you do have him take over for his father, and then you teach him. Anyone who does not have Yerushimayim, afal pi shechachmasa meruba, even though he has a lot of chachma, ein mamani oso leminui mina minuin should be Israel. We don't point him for anything in Israel. Yeah, that one works really well. Yeah, okay, that one is also ignored. Okay, one more here thing of the anointment. Oh, wait, are there more? Let's do one more for today. Navi shi nope. Kimin Shinimshach David, once David was anointed, Zacha Bekesar Malchus. He attained the, he merited the Kesar Malchus. Bahari HaMalchus Lo Ulvanav HaZachari Maksherim Adolam. And his male Kasher offspring become get the malchus for all forever. Shnemar, as it says, Kisacha yihye nachon ad olam. Your throne will be firmly established forever. V'lo zacha ela l'ksherin. But only people who are kasher get it. Shnemar im yishmu benecha brisi. Says, if your children, your sons will keep my covenant. Afa bish lo zacha ela l'ksherim. But even though it is only zocha to ksherim, lo tikaras ha-melucha mizera David la'olam. The melucha will not be cut off from David forever. Hivticho kadosh baruch hu b'kach. God promised him for this. Shnemar im ya'azvu banav torasi uv mishpati lo yilechun upakati b'shevet pisham v'negayim avunam b'chazsti lo afir me'amo. So that means if your sons will abandon my Torah and they will not follow my mishpat, my mishpatim, I will exact retribution with my staff, and with afflictions their iniquity. But I will not remove my chesed from his people. Okay, so there are going to be cases. I guess we'll have to do this tomorrow. There are other cases where, unless we want to go on now. I mean. Yeah, okay. Just a little while. Okay. Navi Shehemin Melech Mishari Shvata Yisrael. If a Navi appoints a king from other tribes of Israel, Bahaya Oso Melech Olech Bedarchei Torah Mitzvah Milcham Milchamos Hashem, and that king follows the ways of the Torah and the mitzvah and wages the wars of Hashem, Harizen Melech, then he is a Melech. Okay, so this is a Bedi Evet case, right? Is that that a Navi is not supposed to do this, but if there are cases where the Navi does this. I'm not saying Bedi Evet like it's never right to do this. I'm saying like it's envisioned to be just for David, right? But if a Navi does this for another king, then he is a Melech. V'chol mitzvos ha-melucha nehagos bo, and any mitzvos of the melucha apply to him. Afa pish ikra ha-melucha l'David, even though the essential malchus is for David. V'hi mi-banav Melech, and his children will be a Melech. Shehari achia ha-shiloni ha-mid Yeravam. Achia ha-shiloni appointed Yeravam. V'amar lo, and he said to him, this is one of the saddest psukim, in terms of the Malchus story, I got to read this inside. So this is the Navi telling Yeravam ben Nebat, who was a very righteous person. Baya im tishma es kol asher atavecha. If you listen to everything I will tell you, v'halachta bidrachai, and you follow my ways, v'asisa hayashar be'inai, and you do what is right in my eyes, lishmor chukosai mitzvasai kasher asa David avdi, like David, my servant, did with all my keeping my chukim and mishpatim, v'hayisim imach, then I will be with you. Uvanisi lacha bais ne'eman, and I will build for you a lasting dynasty. Kasher banisi l'David, just like I built for David. V'nasati lacha es Yisrael, and I will give you Israel. So what was supposed to happen is you had the two tribes in the south, and that would be Malchus beis David, which is only preserved because of the zechus of David. Okay, and you have the 10 tribes, and that's Malchus Yisrael, and they would exist side by side. Okay, and then merely a few psukim later. What happens? I think it's a few psukim later. Vayelech ruch, no.
Kind of like the revolving door of kings?
No. What happens later? What is Yeravim? What's Yeravim's next move?
Are talking about the eagles?
He builds golden calves. Okay? Which is like, you were this close, man. You could have had like a malchus just like David for all generations and you know, bosh that one. I mean, that's also, yeah. V'amar lo Achia, so then Achia also said to him, I guess two psukim earlier, V'livno etain shevet echad l'man heyoso nir l'David avdi kol yamim l'fan av Yerushalayim. I will give to his son one tribe, to David's son, one tribe, so that it will be a furrow, I guess, for David. I don't know what that mashal is. My servant for all the days in Yerushalayim. Yeah. So that was David keeping, that was God keeping David's lineage alive as Malachim. Malchi based David, heim ha'onim lo'olam. The kings of the house of David are the ones who last forever. Shnemar kisacha yihyeh nachon ad olam. Aval im ya'amod melech mishar Yisrael, but if a king arises from the other tribes, tifsok ha'meluchu mibezo, he will lose his malchus at some point. Shari nemar li Yeravam ach lo kol yamim. It says to Yeravam, not for all the days. Okay, here's the other halach I wanted to get to of the other anointing one. In Moshkin Malchi Yisrael b'shemen ha-mishcha, we do not anoint Malchi Yisrael with anointing oil. Okay, Ella b'shemen afarsimon, just with a afarsimon oil, with other fragrant oil. Ve'ein memanin osan b'yushalayim l'olam, and we don't appoint them in Yushalayim at all. Ella melech Yushalayim mizera David, unless he is a melech Yushalayim from the offspring of David. Ve'ein Moshkin ba ella zera David, and we only anoint David with it. That's another halacha. When we anoint the Malchi Beis David, we anoint them next to a spring. And that's like to suggest that their king should, their malchus should continue just like the spring continues. Is this the last halacha? Ve'in moshin melech ben melech. We don't anoint the, this is the answer to your question, the king who is the son of a king, el'im kein haisa sham machlokes, o milchama, unless there's a machlokes or a war. Moshin also kedei l'salach machlokes. Then we anoint them to remove the machlokes. Lefikach, mashku shlomo. That's why they anointed shlomo, mipnei machlokes adonia. Because there was machlokes that shlomo was not the oldest, but apparently he was the most worthy. Ve'yoash mipnei atalia. And they anointed Yoash because of atalia, u mashku yehoachaz mipnei yehoyakim achiv. So there are these cases where we did anoint them, but otherwise you don't need the anointment. You're just automatically king if your father was a king of Beis David. Okay, that's the anointment then. Yeah. All right. I guess we have a day tomorrow. We can either do more king stuff or we can go back to other stuff. Any preferences? We have two things to go back to. We didn't finish the Lashon Hara stuff, but I don't mind if we're past that because we're past the thing. Or we could go back to Matanos Nim, which we didn't finish.
Back to
okay, that's one vote.
I like king stuff.
You like king things? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's do king for the last day of the week and then we can go back. I'll find some other interesting king thing. Okay. Have a good day.
Thank you, too.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.